fade in. Exterior, New York City, July, present day. Aerial shot. As the camera zooms in, we see the city below, with its skyscrapers jutting boldly into the sky, high above the street-level chaos. As the camera comes closer, we see the blur of vehicles in the city streets. The camera comes even lower, and we see rapidly moving traffic. The streets of Lower Manhattan are glutted with cars. We see pedestrians darting in between the cars, and hear the blare of a hip-hop recording that matches the frantic pace of the traffic. The camera zooms in even further and focuses on a young woman eating lunch on the white steps of a building. She is on her cell phone as the camera begins to zoom out, and we see the city as a rich mosaic of colors, which turns into an urban gray blur. The blur lasts for a few seconds. Exterior, New York City, May 1954. Aerial shot, then zoom in. This time the buildings are not as stark. The traffic in the streets not quite so frantic. The cars are older. The camera focuses on a man eating lunch on a park bench. The newspaper he is reading has a headline about the Supreme Court's decision in Brown versus the Topeka Board of Education. We see the date. It is 1954. A young white couple is sitting down not far from the man reading the paper. The young man puts his hand on her knee, and she pushes it quickly away. We see her stand and start to walk away as the camera begins to zoom out. She turns to see if he is following as the shot becomes more distant and blurs. Exterior, New York City, July 1900. Aerial shot, then zoom in again. The streets of Lower Manhattan are still clogged, but this time with horse-drawn carriages. Men in bowler hats chat amiably on one corner. On another corner, two newsboys, one white and one black, fight as other boys cheer them on. The camera focuses on a young white man reading an illustrated paper as he leans against a lamppost. The camera pans away from the young man and onto a crowded street on which we see pushcarts and Jewish vendors. Here we see a young black girl feeding breadcrumbs to pigeons. She tries to shoo away a larger pigeon. It refuses to move, and she stamps her foot, sending the small covey of birds into the air as the camera zooms out again to a blurred view of the area. Exterior, New York City, July 11th, 1863. Aerial shot. Then the sound of music rises as the camera slowly moves in once again. The streets of Lower Manhattan are indistinct, but sharpen gradually. We hear the clicking of telegraph keys, and words appear on the screen, moving from right to left. July 11th, 1863. Generals optimistic after Gettysburg. Losses heavy. Lincoln urged to call up more men. Behind the words, we see the streets. There is a brief stop on a row of crudely built wooden dwellings. We see a heavy woman selling fish on the streets and a young man getting a haircut from a sidewalk barber. The camera pans past several streets, on one of which a number of young people are arguing. Their dress is poor, the men in patched pants and ill-fitting shirts, the women in shabby long dresses, some with dirty aprons over them. The camera pans past, then stops and returns to the activity for a long moment. Exterior, Five Points area, same day.
From the way the papers are reading, I thought the bloody war was almost over. What do they need a draft for? Stealing our young men away for nothing.
As long as they're keeping it far away from Henry Street, they can do with it what they want, is what I'm saying. The good Lord has his face turned away from the likes of us, and that's for sure.
Well, Johnny McCall was down at the office where the government men pulled the names out of a drum. He said you would have thought they were pulling the names of the first men to waltz their way through the pearly gates. What with all the speeches and the chests sticking out. He said the firemen are hopping mad. Can you imagine the firemen having to leave to fight a war when we need them right here?
Well, If I was a man, it would be over me dead body they'd be reaching for their tea. Imagine, poor men leaving their wives and homes to go fight, while the rich men pat their bellies and wave them off with their silk hankies.
Aye, and you can bet your sweet life on that too.